You know, fish is kind of the underdog of the summer cookout, right? I mean, you have people getting psyched for racks of ribs and charring porterhouses, and, you know, grilled fish doesn't always get the love it deserves when stacked up against those things. But I'm hoping that Portuguese chef Nuno Mendes is going to get you pumped to grill the underdog of underdogs. I'm talking about sardines, not the little guys you find in the cans, but plump, fresh sardines. They're like 6 or 7 inches long. They're one of the most sustainable fish you can eat, and I swear there's almost nothing more delicious than a fat little sardine with some char on it. So, Chef, it's great to have you in today.
Absolute pleasure.
We're talking about grilling food today, and I really wanted to talk with you for a couple of reasons. One, because my wife's family is Portuguese, and I have fallen in love with grilled sardines, and I want to be able to impress them next time I see them, like check out my grilled sardine style. And B, because I think, you know, sardines, mackerel, these small, rich, silvery fish are incredibly delicious, and I think people are intimidated by them. But I think the Portuguese have truly taken the appreciation of sardines and mackerel to, you know, to the utmost extent, right? So I think you guys really know what you're doing with these tiny
Absolutely.
Fish.
Well, I mean, mackerel and sardines are so ingrained in our culture and our food culture, so it's amazing.
Yeah. How do you shop for them? Because I think that's probably the first thing that trips people up, right?
Absolutely. I mean, when you're shopping, like, you can see the difference between the frozen ones and the fresh ones. And then the fresh ones is like this shimmering that you have on the fish. I mean, it really just, you know, they glow. The gills are like perfectly intact. The eyes are perfectly clear. You know, you can smell, like, there's not a smell of fish. I mean, they hold. They're quite tight. They're not like they're not flabby at all.
Oh, you want them firm?
Correct. You want very firm, extremely firm. I always prefer them to be a little smaller. You know, I think they're a little sweeter. Like not baby, but like I think smaller sardines. I mean, the profile flavor of the meat is incredible. It's incredibly sweet. You know, it's an oily fish, but it's got a nice little sweetness to them, and a richness to them. And and again, I always find, I must say that as much as I love the way we cook them in Portugal, I feel like sometimes they might be slightly overcooked. I think it's one of the things that you have to be careful with sardines is not to overcook them. And also, you know, because they have so many bones, I mean, they are a bony fish. I mean, I think understanding where the bones are, where the bone lines are, so you can basically either score them before you grill them or maybe like, you know, butterfly them and then put them back on. And if you grill them a little under, like the meat is like just perfect, you know. You always want to salt them really heavily. And the salt, what it does, like, you know, when it hits the grill, it creates this beautiful steam, draws the moisture from the fish, creates this beautiful steam. It also creates almost like a little barrier so the meat doesn't stick as it draws some of the moisture from the fish as well. So rock salt, Maldon salt. I mean, you know, in Portugal, we use sea salt
Big,
all the time.
Flaky salt.
Correct, yeah.
And you salt it right before you put it on the grill.
I salt them a little bit before putting them on the grill and then hit them on a really hot grill. Make sure you find the hottest spot on the grill to give them a really nice hard sear and then just bring them down. Once they're marked and not, you know, like they don't stick, you transfer them to a cooler part of the grill, let them ride for a couple of minutes and then just take them off. I mean, they cook so quickly and you want to have a little bit of tension, you know, when you bite into the meat. So you definitely want to wait. You don't want them to be super overcooked. I mean, scaling them, you know, I think a lot of people in Portugal don't scale them, but it becomes very hard to navigate through it. But so I do recommend you scale them first.
Okay.
And I must say that from personal experience, and this is something very interesting when I was actually doing the book, I was actually cooking the sardines in this grill in this rooftop in Lisbon. And we're reasonably close to the seafront, to the riverfront. And so I left the sardines, like, you know, with a little bit of salt, outside in a tray, and like we had seagulls come in and they started like actually munch. Basically, I went inside. Yeah, like exactly. So like this is a key. If you're by the sea and you're cooking sardines, just watch for the seagulls. So
even the Portuguese seagulls know how good your grilled sardines are.
Absolutely. Like, come on. Like, you know, it's a charcoal. You got a charcoal going. You got sardines. Like, this is perfect. They're like, they just sit around. They wait for the sucker to go into the flat, and like that's it. Attack strategy. It worked. So yeah. So they stole my sardines. Yeah. So it's pretty funny.
That's incredible. Well,
yeah,
let me
a good
ask one more question about the grill.
Sure.
Do you treat the grill in a particular way? I know a lot of chefs like to
you know, oil a rag and then rub the oil onto the grill? Do you do anything like that to make sure it doesn't stick?
I try not to oil the grill or oil the sardines. I prefer not to. I mean, like, you know, maybe just a touch of oil on the sardines, or just rub a little bit of oil. Mm-hmm. Just on the part where you're about to grill them, but you don't want to go. I mean, you know, if you put too much oil on the grill, obviously it's going to burn and it's going to smoke up or flame up. And again, if you do the same to the fish, you have the same result. So you want to try to go as hot as possible. And yeah, like, you know, and don't flip them too early, because if you do, you know, like, you need to achieve like a good sear on that.
Mm-hmm. And when you flip them, do you like to use like a spatula to sort of lift them off, or do you use tongs or?
I prefer little spatulas, you know. I always prefer spatulas. I mean, I think tongs are like, they're so they're not delicate enough, you know. Like and they think they're too harsh. They bruise the fish too much. I prefer to use something that is delicate, just as delicate as the fish.
And how do you like to serve them? I mean, assuming you can get to them before the birds do.
the seagulls do, yes.
Yeah, because usually in the traditional Portuguese styles, usually they're just served straight grilled, right? Maybe with a piece of lemon, but do you like to pair them with garnishes or sauces?
Yeah. So one of the typical things in Portugal is to serve them with a roasted green pepper salad. Mm. And it's very traditional as well. When you get a really, really good, a very good quality rustic bread, you rest them on the bread. So the oils from the sardines, that juiciness, that salt, all that stuff just goes into the bread.
Oh,
so
great.
My favorite way to eat sardines, I mean, you know, talking about rustic without getting too fancy about it, just salt them really well. Drop them on the grill, and then on the side you get some green peppers, and on the same grill you just grill them really hard on all sides, large green peppers, good quality green peppers,
like sweet peppers,
yeah, like bell peppers, you know, I mean, okay, I think that's what you call them in the US, I believe. So bell peppers, you basically grill them on all sides, take them out and transfer them to a bowl, just, you know, cover them, let them steam so you can take the skin out. Mm-hmm. And then once the skin is out, julienne the, you know, just slice, you know, thick slices or coarse slices or strips of the peppers that should be well roasted, well grilled.
Nice and soft.
And then, yeah, I mean, I like to get white onions. Like, I know in the US you use a lot of Maui onions, like, so the really sweet onions, mm-hmm. or Vidalia onions or something like that. Like, so something like a nice white sweet onion that you can eat raw. You slice that paper thin, julienne as well. Again, you can drop them on the grill if they're too hard, or just, I like them raw. Then marinate them with a little lemon juice, a little bit of salt. You can do some slivers of garlic if you want, if you're into like harsh garlic or not. Extra virgin olive oil, lots of salt. And then we use like a little bit of marjoram, little bit of marjoram on top. But you can use basil as well, which is nice. It's not as Portuguese. I mean, marjoram is more Portuguese than basil, I guess. And so we serve that on the side, a couple of wedges of lemon, some piti piti, so some chili oil if you want, or some a good splash of olive oil over the whole thing, and then on the, like, you know, I like to rest my sardines the moment they come out of the grill. I just like to rest them on the bread, on a big, thick slice of country bread. Maybe it could be slightly grilled or not. If you want to get fancy, you can rub a little garlic and olive oil on the bread, and then drop the sardines right on top. And let them cool down there, and then start eating them from there.
Yeah,
you know,
and all those juices. It's really nice. All that.
Exactly. So you carve all. You start eating the sardines, right? And then at the end of it, you know, you remove all the bones, and then you wind up with all this lovely bread that's got like all the sardine flavor, and then you eat the bread after. It's very nice.
Oh,
so this is it.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds
great.
Good. Yeah. I can't wait to go see my in-laws.
yeah.
Thank you,
Show them that trick. I think it'll be a pleasure. Yeah. I think they'll be stoked for that.
All right. This is great. Thank you so much, Chef.
Absolute pleasure.
Nuno Mendes is the author of the beautiful new cookbook, My Lisbon. You can find his recipe for grilled sardines with green peppers at splendidtable.org.